Sharon Evans runs Quasimodo Tours in the Flanders region of Belgium with her husband Philippe. They take tours of the Flanders battlegrounds where thousands of Australians fought in some of the bloodiest confrontations of World War I. She's currently preparing for Anzac Day in Belgium and she joins us on the line now. Sharon, welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you for having me.
Now, how did you get into doing tours of the Flanders fields and how long have you been doing it?
Well, actually, I started giving mountain bike tours in the Flanders area. The bus tours to the battlefields came later. We've been doing that since 2003. That was just an opportunity we jumped at. Somebody else was going to emigrate. It was something we were very interested in, both of us.
And is that because you've got an interest in World War I history or...?
Yeah, I like history in general, but the First World War has always been a little bit personal for me because I had a great-grandfather who fought in it. Plus the fact I come from a military background. My father served for more than 30 years in the Australian Air Force.
Did your grandfather die in Flanders Fields or did he return
home?
No,
my great-grandfather survived. He was one of the, well, I don't know if you call him fortunate, but yes, he certainly survived.
So the kinds of people that come and do the tours, you know, the Australians who come, what's the spectrum? I mean, what brings them to the fields and can you explain a little bit about the kinds of people who are interested?
Well, I'm pretty pleased and proud to say we get everybody from 18 through to 88. We also get older children accompanied by parents. So the interest is very, very broad. I think what brings a lot of them is, well, firstly, an interest in the history itself, but many of them are wanting to follow an ancestor's footsteps. Or I think even more importantly than that, a lot of them these days are looking for a particular grave or a memorial.
And with the younger Australians that come, is their main interest to find out about a great-grandfather or, you know, is it to find out more about, you know, Australia's history?
Both. These days, it's even getting onto the great-great. Grandfathers.
It would be, yes.
It's always been a source of pride to me that young Australians are so interested in their history, particularly the First World War history. And that's something we've actually seen growing over the years. It's good to see.
And why do you think it is growing?
Partly the interest in the subject's growing. The First World War is still a new subject for a lot of people. And, well, even for Australians, they always knew quite a lot about Gallipoli, but the Western Front is a new subject for them. And I think that's because, well, the soldiers who fought in that war didn't talk about it. They couldn't. So the next generation grew up knowing nothing. The Second World War came along. The First World War really got pushed aside for a long time. And also, for 75 years after the war, a lot of the information was suppressed. So it's only in the last couple of decades that a lot of it's become available.
With the people who go on the tours, they must tell you quite, if they're coming to find out about a distant relative, they must tell you their stories. Are there any stories that stand out in your mind as being particularly interesting or moving that you've heard?
Oh, lots. A very elderly lady about 5 years ago coming to visit her father's grave. She was the first person who'd ever been to the grave. And she brought gum leaves with her.
All the way from home.
All the way from home. And that was really touching. It's hard, you know, sometimes you're in tears. Yeah, it's hard not to be. Particularly when it's a close relative like that, it meant so much to her. And I think that was such a sad thing. You know, at the time of the war, no one could afford the fare from Australia to come and look at a grave, to say goodbye. There was no closure for a lot of people. And that was an especially touching occasion. But you have lots of great stories, lots of really rewarding stories.
Now, which Australian battalions fought in Flanders?
Well, it's probably easier to talk about divisions. Yeah. All five of them fought here in 1917, and some of the divisions in 1918 as well. So the simple way to put it, I guess, is to say that in 1915 the Australian troops were in Gallipoli, 1916 most of them were in France, 1917 they were all here, and in 1918, well, about half here and a half back in France again.
Now, you're preparing for Anzac Day. What happens in the area during Anzac Day?
Quite a lot, actually. For the Australians and the New Zealanders do quite a lot together. They also do something separately. So the Australians, they start with the dawn service in Polygon Wood in Sonobica, which I think is a nice site to choose because it's common to both the Australians and the New Zealanders. There's the Australian Fifth Division Memorial there, and one of the New Zealand memorials to the missing is also there in the wood. So that's the first of the events on the day. Then after that, they've got they're holding a short wreath laying in the village of Sonobika at the municipal memorial there. Then after, there's another dedication at Tynecott Cemetery. Following that, it's quite a busy day. I think Ambassador Lewis is going to be rather tired at the end of it. There's a joint service at the Meningage in Ypres. There's a wreath laying at a Belgian memorial, which is a nice touch. And then at the end of the day, there's a commemoration service at Toronto Avenue Cemetery, which is in Plug Street Wood. So it's a busy day.
It sounds like a busy day. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule to talk to us at RN Drive.
It's been a pleasure, absolute pleasure.
That was Sharon Evans. She runs Quasimodo Tours in the Flanders region of Belgium, and she's been talking to us about the tours that she runs in that area and preparations for Anzac Day.